Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, thank you for your interventions, questions, and support for our report. As I conclude, in response to one intervention made this morning, I'd like to reiterate that patriarchal oppression is universal. It's not specific to any country or region, and its devastating impact permeates all societies across the globe. Feminism and its aspiration of gender equality is a response to gender-based discrimination deeply rooted in patriarchal attitudes. Gender equality is not a concept imposed by Western countries. There are women and men in all regions of the world struggling for gender equality, driven by the ambition of more democratic and fair societies, certainly not driven by Western agendas. With regard to the promising practices in the eradication of discrimination against women and girls, I'd like to reiterate that those comprise a complex, multifaceted endeavor involving a wide range of interconnected rights. As stressed by some during this ID, girls and young women's equal rights and opportunities in all areas, family and cultural life, political and public life, economic and social life, safety and health, including sexual and reproductive health, are the basis for creating an enabling and just environment for their activism. Sustained access to adequate technical and financial resources, supportive networks, safeguards from violence, opportunities for self-care, protection from reprisals remain fundamental for girls' and young women's activism to thrive. The adoption of a comprehensive human rights-based approach that is child-centered, gender-responsive, and intersectional is crucial to ensuring a sustainable environment for girls' and young women's activism. In our report, we have sought to highlight the experiences and important contributions and transformative potentials of girls' and young women activists from different regions. Their brilliant insights and strategic vision have shaped this report. We sincerely hope that we have succeeded in embracing their realities and claims. In closing, I would like to echo the concerns shared by Afghanistan with regard to the very disturbing situation in the country. We, as independent experts, support the call for an urgent debate at the current Human Rights Council session and the need to include in that the discussion and the voices from women human rights defenders in and outside Afghanistan. We would like to reiterate our commitment to working closely with the Special Rapporteur on Afghanistan to seek the most constructive ways in view of ensuring a positive impact on the ground. Mr. Vice President, I end now by a call for a crucial shift in nurturing a viable space where we listen to, invest on, and partner with girls and young women for the advancement of human rights and gender equality. Thank you very much.